Thank you very much, Mr. President, for that clarification. In response to the statement that's just been made by my Russian colleague, I would just like to react very briefly by saying the following. The Navalny case started in Russia. Mr. Navalny, as we all know, lost consciousness on a Russian plane. He was treated in a Russian hospital, not just very briefly, but for some time. So Russian medical personnel certainly have at their disposal all necessary health information about what happened to Mr. Navalny prior to boarding a plane and why he lost consciousness and fell into this state in which he was in the hospital. He was then transported to Germany upon the request of his family and treated in the German University Hospital, the Charité in Berlin. This case is certainly not a bilateral issue between Germany and the Russian Federation. The violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention makes it an international issue, Mr. President. And this is why Germany has consequently engaged the OPCW on the strength of Article 8 of the Chemical Weapons Convention. And in closing, I would like to say, in that manner, and also in fulfillment of German law, Germany in no way obstructs or hinders the investigation, any investigation into that case. So we are first and foremost now looking forward to the results of the analyses of the two designated laboratories of the OPCW. Thank you, Mr. President.